Hello there, my brother, and welcome to the Inspired by Impact 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. Now, the challenge is really simple. Hear the inspiration, determine your integration, and commit to taking your one small, specific, and simple step in the next 24 hours to ignite the impact you wish to see in your work. Now, let's get to today's challenge. Hello there, my brother, and continuing on with the challenge, we be 2 weeks in, day number 14, and today we be tackling, where did you give up on life? And this one's featuring Derek Paulson, co-host of the Straight Love podcast with our brother Jameson, who we heard, what was that, day 12? Yeah, it was day 12. And Derek is actually my oldest friend. Not old in terms of age, but I have known Derek longer than any of my other friends, and it was very serendipitous because there was probably at least a decade and a half kind of absence where we just weren't in each other's lives, and then the universe brought us back together. And it's so interesting because the last time we would have connected, there's no way we would have guessed that we would have ended up on the paths that we were on, and it just so happened that those paths intersected and continue to intersect quite beautifully because Derek inspires the shit out of me every single time we get together. And speaking of inspiration, let's put the man himself, DP, on the mic to give us exactly the inspiration we need today.
Jim said something to me along the lines of what he kind of shared here. And when I asked him, you know, what's his purpose? What are you striving towards? And he said, I want to see how strong I could get. And that's really stuck with me. And it's caused me to actually make a lot of changes in my own life. Because I'm 43. I think that I can still become strong in a lot of different areas. And that excites me, you know, mentally, physically. Like, how strong can I get? How strong can I make this body? How strong can I make this frame? How strong can I make this mind? You know, and I think that that's a worthy goal of pursuing, because what a wasted life it would be if we didn't see where those boundaries are or see how far we can actually push ourselves.
So which part of that bad boy are we going to emphasize? Well, this is it. Quote, I'm 43, and I think I can still become strong in a lot of different areas. And that excites me mentally, physically. Like, how strong can I make this body? How strong can I make this mind? I think that that's a worthy goal of pursuing, because what a wasted life it would be if we didn't see where those boundaries are. End quote. Now, I don't know about you, and I can't speak for every man, but I know for me, there was a point in my life where I just forgot what it was like to have ambition. When I started doing all the grown-up things, I began settling more and more into life, which is to say I began wasting more and more of the precious time I have. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, life was willing to give me more than one wake-up call, because something out there knew that I was destined to be doing so much better than I was. Now, I was going to write, side note, I was going to write there so much more than I was, but probably because I was reading the book Essentialism this morning, where it's just the disciplined pursuit of less and why more is not better. Better is fucking better. And the whole theme behind that book is less, but better. I really want to be keeping top of mind. I'm not looking to do more. I'm not looking to accomplish more. I'm not looking to just attain more. Although, in some areas, of course, I want to achieve, attain, and be more, but it's not about more anymore, really. It's about better. Like, I don't need to have more amazing relationships. I want to deepen the ones that I already have. I do need to have more money, so we're working on that. But I don't need to necessarily have more downloads or more followers, whatever. I just want to deepen the connections with the ones that I have so that my impact can go deep instead of wide. Anyways, enough about me. Let's get into you with the integration, and here we go. What is one area of the prep work where you know you could be doing better, not more? And what's the first small, specific, and simple step you can take to start building momentum? So remember the prep work: purpose, health and fitness, relationship, health and fitness, emotional health and fitness, and physical health and fitness. Which one area? One of those areas where you know you could be doing better. And what's one small, specific, the first small, specific, and simple step you can take to start building momentum? So here's a spot with this one. IBI principle number 17, one rep at a time. Now, I've done the 500 burpee challenge about 6 times now, and every time, my time has gotten faster. How? I changed one critical piece, my mindset. Rather than thinking about the 500th or even the 100th, I focused on the one rep I was doing. Overwhelm is what happens when we lose touch with the present moment, so stay present and crush the one. So let me demo. This one's so fucking ironic. You know what? Side note here. I think I've mentioned this before, but it's super annoying when you start putting stuff out there and you get crystal clear about what you want because life starts handing you the stuff that you need to get there. And if you want to level up, obviously you're going to have to overcome some challenges and some obstacles and you're going to have to go outside your box. And today is definitely one of those days for me. So in terms of demoing, this one is called one at a time, bud, one at a time. Now I've got a week's worth of work to do in the next day and a half so I can enjoy the holidays with my friends and family because JL's going to Vancouver for Christmas. So we're celebrating Christmas early. Now I'm feeling a shit ton of pressure, overwhelm, and anxiety, or at least I was. I know myself well enough by now that as soon as I tell myself to just get one thing done at a time, and then to focus solely on the one I am doing now, the shit won't take me nearly as long as I thought, nor will it be nearly as painful. And so far, I'm right. So again, my brother, which one area of the prep work, or what is one area of the prep work, where you know you could be doing better, not more, and what's the first small, specific, and simple step you can take to start building momentum? I'm going to give you a little hint on this one. Remember one of the, actually it isn't one of the core principles, but it's one of the best notable quotables just because it's so foundational from Pradeep Sangha. When he talked about, rather than thinking about what and how, think about who. And I've mentioned that already, probably numerous times. I just don't remember. For your small, specific, and simple step, you can go ahead and think about what and what to do and how to do it. But if I were you, I wouldn't fuck up the same way that Carl did for the vast majority of his life. And he still does from time to time, don't get me wrong. But if you want this shit to go faster and you want to make sure that first step actually gets taken, instead of what and how, start thinking about who. Speaking of who, we got my brother Alan coming up on the next day. And he... Alan is one of the wisest gentlemen I have ever had the good fortune of having on this journey with me. And while I do wish I'd met Alan a very long time ago, I do believe that he came in at just the right time, because it is no coincidence that shit has started taking off for me dramatically in a lot of different ways, thanks to less than handful of gentlemen who have recently come into my life, Alan being one of those dudes. And you're going to hear from him tomorrow. Until then, my brother, we got this.